Hello and welcome back to This Is Not a Drill, a brand new podcast by me, Georgia Farquharson, and her, Shayna Annick.
Shayna Annick.
Shayna, we're back.
Yes.
We released our teaser. Like, the world actually knows about this podcast now, and I'm freaking out. Totally freaking out.
Can I just tell you, the minute I hit post for that teaser clip, I ran straight to the bathroom and thought I was going to be sick. I thought I was going to vomit. I thought I was going to poop my pants. I was so nervous because I was like, holy cow, now that we've posted this, we put this out there, now that we've released the first episode, like, this is real. This is real. It's as real as it's going to get.
This is actually happening. And I think it's great for accountability because suddenly we had so many people like, when's it launching? And we're like, oh shit, we need to launch and release and go. But it's great. It's amazing. But one thing I will say, as someone who doesn't have 70,000 million, billion, trillion followers on Instagram, that's kind of overwhelming. So 80,000 people, 80,000 have seen that clip.
Do you know what size, how many people can be seated at Madison Square Garden?
I would appreciate you not telling me. Is it more than 80,000 people?
Let me Google Madison Square Garden seating. How many people does it seat? Oh, it says it seats 20,000 people. We had four full Madison Square Gardens listening and watching that clip, waiting for us to spill the tea.
Oh my gosh, that makes me feel physically unwell, but also so excited. And like, thank you so much, guys, for all, like, every comment was so nice, so kind, so supportive. And we were just buzzing, weren't we? Like, I also felt unwell. Yeah, just like we said last time, we have just worked so hard behind the scenes on this for so long, and it's been painstaking to get it to this point. So to finally be able to kind of tell the world is just so exciting, but also like, what the fuck?
It is a WTF moment for sure. Okay, so for this week, guys, we're going to be starting off with a little segment that we like to call Through the Keyhole. Ha ha, so punny. And this is where we dive in and we talk about how our week's been. I mean, like, everything happens in a week. Sometimes I forgot what I had for dinner last night or what I ate yesterday morning or whatever, but let's chow down and let's talk about what we did this past week. So, Georgia, I know you're currently back in the UK from Texas. Why are you back in the UK?
Yes, I am back in the UK. It's been quite the week for me. So my granddad sadly passed away last week, and I had to rush home very quickly. So I was home within 24 hours after finding out. It has been a difficult week. It's been very sad, but he was very poorly and we were expecting it. So for me, it's just about being here for my family right now, particularly my nan, who I love with all my heart. And just, yeah, just really making sure that she's okay. Because it was her husband for 60 years.
60 years?
60 years. Can you imagine loving someone for 60 years and then them just disappearing? I mean, not to get depressing right at the top, but yeah, let's hold the depressing. But for me,
oh,
I mean,
Georgia.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm giving you a very big hug through the mic.
Thank you.
We love you and we're here for you and we're sorry you're going through this. And I say we're sorry, I mean, like, all of me is sorry.
Thank you.
And I know if you're listening, you will be too. But
thank you,
hey,
darling.
This podcast is about real life, and that's a little bit of real life. So
it is. And anyway, it's good. It's good being back. It's nice to see family. It's nice to be able to see friends. It's made this podcast a little bit tricky, which is why I'm currently recording from a car, because finding a podcast studio where I live in England is much more difficult than in Texas, where there's loads. So yeah, look, we're making it work, and we really appreciate everyone's patience while we kind of work this out. But
can we just touch briefly on what you just said?
What did I say?
So you're recording from a car, and that's because the UK does not have closets.
Oh my gosh, yes. Sorry.
Can we tell our folks how the UK houses, I mean, if you have a closet in your UK house, it's very rare. It is very rare.
Yeah, this is such a good point, actually. So we're gonna come across a lot of these UK versus US differences. So for context, to record a good podcast, you need a good soundproof room. And mm-hmm. Shayna is recording hers from her closet. She sounds great, I think. So naturally she was like, well, Georgia, just hop on in the closet. Like, you know, there's great soundproof, there's clothes around. I was like, Shayna, you're forgetting that in England, we don't have walk-in closets. We have what's called a wardrobe.
I remember we had wardrobes.
There's another word which I'll have to text my friend and ask because they didn't know what a wardrobe was, but they call it something else. Can you think what that word is?
Besides a wardrobe?
Yeah, it's an American term for a wardrobe.
Armoire?
Yes. What
I think that's
word?
French. I think that's a French word. Oh, imagine all the Americans like, yeah,
an
guys,
armoire.
I'm just sitting here. My armoire.
I think it's a French word. Okay, so that's what Americans, we have armoires. So we don't have much space here in England. I mean, I'm massively generalizing. There are people who do have walk-in wardrobes, the wealthy amongst us, but most people kind of standard house just has wardrobes and it's not a walk-in wardrobe. So when Shayna was like, pop in your closet, I was like, that's not going to work, which is why I've ended up in the car. But yes, we don't have closets. And I'll tell you what, when I moved to America, which we will come on to later on this episode, why on earth I live in Dallas, Texas. That's one thing I was so excited about. I have a huge, huge closet. So big, in fact, that when my niece came to stay last March, she's two.
Did she sleep in your closet?
She slept in the closet. Yeah.
God, that's so creepy and funny at the same time.
Well, I mean, it's so funny because some of my sister's friends were like, I think that's kind of illegal. Like, there's no window. And I was like, it's the size of a bedroom. It's absolutely huge. We cleared all of the clothes. I made it really cute. I put some fairy lights in there. She had the time of her life.
Okay, that's very cute. I take back the creepy. That's actually very cute and like a cute little hideout, cubby little place to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, she
I'm
loved
with it.
It. So we have two huge walk-in wardrobes, or closets, as you would say. So, oh my gosh, sorry, there's someone delivering a parcel to the next door house. If she looks me in the eye, I am going to die. Do you know how ridiculous, I'm going to have to share a picture of how I look. She's going to be like, what the fuck is going on in that car? I can't give her eye contact because she's going to look. This is so embarrassing.
You're sitting in your car recording a podcast and the Amazon delivery driver's like, excuse me, are you Georgia?
I would like everyone to know as well, I'm not just recording on like AirPods. I've got a massive microphone with we call it a muffy. I'm not sure what the technical term is. A sound buffer on the top.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I look ridiculous. Anyway, perk of living in America, walk-in closets. We have two.
Walk-in
it's
closets.
Amazing. So depressing news aside, work has been keeping me busy. Perks mm-hmm. of being my own boss, I've been able to kind of work from the UK, which is amazing. But yeah, other than that, I've had a fairly standard week. What about you? What have you been up to?
Oh God, it's hard for me to come in after you just dropped that bomb.
Sorry. I mean, lighten it. Lighten the mood, babe. Lighten the mood.
So this week I went to Pilates.
Classic.
I'm kidding. I had a very busy week and I'm sitting here now and I'm sitting on my hands because when I talk with my hands. And I found out some information this week that is going to completely change my life. And I'm about to like clap and scream, but I'm trying to contain myself. And Georgia, you know what that news is because you were the first person I told.
I cannot wait for them to know. I cannot wait.
Like, I want to scream so bad. It's been a crazy week. And I've, like, touching on that, I had to go to Pilates to, like, realign and center myself because I have been on such a crazy high of a roller coaster. And when I tell you guys the news that I found out this week, you're going to be like, what the flippin' heck? Ha, ha, ha.
Literally.
So, yeah.
And it's going to be great for the podcast too. That's another little hint for you. And also just great for me and for mine and Shayna's friendship. So I'm so excited. I know people are going to get so frustrated because we're kind of like breadcrumbing here. But there's so much to say that we don't want to say things in the wrong order. So sorry if we're being a little bit coy about certain things. But we promise we will answer everyone's questions. Everything will all become clear. But we just need to make sure we're saying it in the right way and in the right order. So just keep coming back and we promise to answer the questions.
Yeehaw, cowgirl, we will.
And you know what? It's funny you say that because I think that should bring today's episode to be about what it is like living in the UK and moving and picking up and changing your entire life to move to another country such as the USA.
Let's drill down into it. I guess that brings me nicely onto why is someone with my accent living in Dallas, Texas, you may ask.
We're dying to know. Like, this London cute blonde girl with the most strong London accent is yeehawing, rodeoing, cowgirl booting, short skirt frilling, line dancing in Dallas, Texas. Georgia, spill the beans.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, she is. Yeah, Dallas is different to England, some would say.
A little bit.
So we, as in me and my now fiance, was boyfriend at the time, Joseph, made the move. Jonathan, as Shayna calls him. She's smiling at me. Jonathan. We made the move in November 2022 to Dallas, and that was because of his job. So he got a job opportunity out here, and we got together. Again, we'll probably do a whole episode on our mans, but we got... cannot wait. Cannot wait for that. We got together just before COVID. We have quite the story. We knew each other for 3 weeks before we had to move in with each other because of lockdown. And we took the chance on it, and it's been a fairy tale ever since, and I can't wait to share that story. But for that reason, we hadn't ever really traveled or did anything outside of the living room, to be honest, because we were stuck in the house. So when an opportunity to go abroad came up, we were like, yes, actually, we're not ready to settle down. We want to go live. And again, back to that, life's really short. We'll definitely keep talking about that. But from what I've been through in life, for me, the opportunity to go and just do something wild and different was so exciting. And so when the opportunity arose, we jumped at it. And yeah, so now I live in Texas, which is amazing. It was scary, but I had the love of my life by my side, and nothing is scary when he's with me.
Nothing's scary because he put a ring on it.
He put a ring on it, finally. Yeah, he's now my fiance, so I guess it was worth it. And yeah, We moved. It was a risk. It was expensive. America's a joke in terms of how expensive it is. But we really fell on our feet in Dallas, and it's not necessarily somewhere that is the first place people think of when you say you're moving to America. Everyone's like, Dallas? Like, why? But honestly, we love it. It's different. There are things that we don't agree with, but ultimately the people here are amazing. The Southern hospitality, they are so warm, they are so welcoming. We have been enveloped in the most wonderful community. We've been so lucky with friends. And I'll be honest, they love that we're British. So the British charm comes in so handy. I was in a restaurant the other week and it was a 45-minute wait. And I was like, that's not going to work for me. So I was like, are you sure 45 minutes is quite long? And she just whisked me to a table. And I don't know why that is, but I'm not going to complain. So they love that we're British, which definitely helps. We love the weather. It's hot, sometimes too hot. Texas summer is no joke, but
no joke.
It's kind of like the desert, but yeah, we've just been super lucky, and I think it just brings us really nicely onto our table topic of the week.
Get it? Table topic.
We have spent way too long on those puns, so if you can all appreciate the segment names, we would really appreciate that. Which is moving abroad. So we've kind of both touched on it. Shayna moved from the US back to the UK and then back to the US. I've gone from the UK to the US. We will eventually come back to the UK, but I just wanted us to kind of chat around what our advice is for moving abroad. So just to say, sometimes these table topics will be interior or DIY themed. Sometimes they're just going to be about general life. But today's is really a topic that we can definitely both relate to. So Shayna, what advice would you give to someone thinking of starting again in a new city or a new country?
Well, since I only had to do that about 20 times in my life, I kind of think I have the gold star of this. So, what would I do? For me, okay, you guys are going to be like, nah, you're lying. I am very introverted, actually. I call myself like a very introverted extrovert. Like when I'm out and when I'm with my people that I like and I care about, I'm like, hey ho, party's here. When I'm in a new situation, such as like networking events, I can't even talk. I like run to the bathroom and I pee my pants and I cry internally.
I can vouch for this. This is the biggest surprise that has ever come from Shayna. Like, you take one look at this girl and you are like, I'm not gonna need to say a word. She crumbles in a public place with people she has not met, and it is hilarious to watch, I'll be honest. We went to a networking event too, actually, last year, which we'll come on to because they were hilarious.
Hilarious.
This girl's not the one in a public situation.
No, I'm actually not, and I can admit that firsthand. So to avoid that in a new city, in a new place, like I said before, you have to find a community. And I figured the easiest way to do this when you move somewhere completely new is to join a Pilates studio, to join a gym, and constantly go. Because these instructors and the people that go, they usually go at the same time to do like their work schedules or things like that. You get to see the same faces, you get to see the same people, and it's so easy to start a conversation with somebody next to you. Be like, oh yeah, high five, like you crushed that class, what's your name? Like, you're not hitting on anybody, you're just trying to make friends. Or talk to the instructors and be like, hey, like, I loved your class, like, you were so good, I loved your directions. Just wanted to let you know, like, I just moved to this city. Can you recommend anything cool around here, like, that people do? And I promise you, by having those opening conversations, it will flood to a gateway of places to go and people to meet. And it's just like, I call them micro friendships. You always want to start small, and then I promise you they will build up big. My second thing of, I would say, moving advice is go there and travel there before you move. So at least take like a weekend there or 3 to 4 days, because everything's so different when you're on vacation. So if you just go there and move there, you're like thrown into like the local situation of it, and you're just like, oh my gosh, what do I do? But if you go there on vacation and really get a feel for things and walk around and experience different neighborhoods, that we can come home and be like, wow, I felt really good in this neighborhood, or I love like the coffee shops and restaurants in that neighborhood. And you go on and you hop on your little Zillow or Redfin or rent.com, because, you know, they're all saved on my phones because I love looking at houses regardless. And you
right
see what's available in the area.
Right Move for the UK.
Oh, Right
honeys.
Move. That's it. I forgot about that Right Move and the amount of times I've used it. What the heck? But yeah, gym classes and going there to visit first is great. And also, I'm not on LinkedIn. I think I might, but
I think
like,
you should
it's
be.
I think I'm very out. Like, I don't, corporate stuff, I can't do. I can't do.
That's what I do for her. That's why I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you for being my mother. She also books my doctor's appointments and dentist appointments. I'm kidding. You do not, but
imagine.
I would love that.
We can have that.
Oh my gosh. But to be on LinkedIn, there's that option where it's always like, oh, second degree separation or third degree separation. Like, I bet you probably know so many people in that city where you're moving to just from like one person divided. So look on there, reach out, and you really do have to put yourself out there to meet people. And I know that's hard for a lot of us introverts, but it pays off in the end. Because once you build a little community, actually not even that, once you make one friend.
Yes, changes
Once you
everything.
Have one friend, girl, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Changes everything.
One friend,
and I know
you
made some good friends.
Friend, then they introduce you to another friend. Then you're part of a group. Yeah, 100%. I totally piggyback everything you've just said. I moved on a Friday, and then Joseph had to leave town for a funeral on the Monday. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, I'm going to be in this city that I don't know. I don't know anyone. I didn't drive. I was like, oh my goodness. And I went to a spin class and I just picked a random studio. I picked a random class, and it was so serendipitous, if you believe in that kind of shit, which I do, that I met two of my closest friends in that class. Neither of them normally go to that class, and they were both there. And within 2 days of that meeting, I was invited by my good friend Lydia to Friendsgiving for Thanksgiving. Literally 2 days later, she basically invited a stranger to her house to meet all her friends. And literally, we've never looked back. So the gym thing is absolutely 100% the good thing to do. Even also, like, making friends as an adult is also really hard. I've had a lot of my English friends say to me, how have you made so many friends in the US? Like, how do I do that in the UK? And I honestly think, I think UK people are a little bit less likely to talk to each other. I think I'm lucky in Texas that they're also friendly. And I have a British accent, which definitely is an icebreaker. But just speak to people. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to pie you and you just move on. Like, it's fine. Speak to everyone. You really never know, you know, who could be a friend. Just have engaging conversations with people. And to your other point, definitely travel to the place that you're going to move. So we came to Dallas once before we moved. We already had submitted our visa, spent a lot of money on our visa because we had to do an investment route. We'd already put everything down before we came. So it was more of a recce to check that we didn't hate it. I'll be honest, there is a whole different pressure traveling to somewhere where you know that you are going to have to live there. We've all been on holiday to somewhere like Amsterdam and been like, oh, wow, I can just really imagine myself living here. It's very different to the first time you go to Amsterdam knowing I am going to live here. And that pressure got to us and we hated it for the first 3 days. And I think that's just something to do with, like you said, you don't know anyone, you don't know where to go. Dallas isn't a particularly touristy city. So until you really know the area and where to go, it's kind of rogue. Also, the road in from the airport is not the best road. It's kind of like flying into London and you actually fly into Luton and you think that's London. I think we would both agree that absolutely take the chance. If you get the opportunity to move abroad for a period of time, do it. And I honestly don't feel like you'll regret it.
Do it.
Do it.
Can we quickly talk about for 1 second, what are the reasons you should not move to a new city?
Yes, that's important. Please, please go.
My number one, do not move somewhere for a man or a woman. Do not move somewhere for a person just because that person is like, I'm moving here. No, you need to make sure that wherever you're moving or decide to move to or think about moving to, that you are also doing it for the benefit of yourself as well, and that you will still feel happy being there and wholesome and have a family and have friends and will be able to survive in a new place like that, regardless of the person that you are moving there with or to see. Never do it for a man or a woman. Do it for yourself. For yourself.
Amen, sis.
What about you, G?
Yeah, totally agree. Don't follow anywhere, somewhere, if you're not 100% sure that you want to go. Absolutely. And I think that comes back to, you know, which we'll come on to, but not relying on someone else for your happiness. Like when you do go through a breakup, making sure that before you start embarking on dating or rebuilding your life, that you have found solace within yourself and found self-love. Make sure everything is for you. Like you are your own best friend and we all deserve to be kinder to ourselves. So yeah, I don't have any other advice other than do not follow a man to another city.
Also, can we just quickly say that if you feel stuck or you are wanting to move somewhere else, but you're like, oh, I'm too old or my time has passed or I'm scared because like whatever, age is not a number when it comes to moving somewhere and you are never, ever too old to make a decision to alter your life or do something beneficial that's going to give you happiness. You hear me? Do you hear me? You are never too old or too young. Yes, I'm in my 30s. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be single in my 30s, moving back to a different country again. At least I'll have my friends and my family. But like, what? I'm in my 30s. What? And then really, dude, I'm still thriving. I'm still young. I'm still enjoying my life. You can still feel the exact same way at 40 and 50 and 60. And hello, Golden Bachelor. Wasn't he like 70 finding love and stuff again?
I can't. He was so sweet. So, so sweet. A Okay, Shayna, this week's sofa session is a little bit different from last week. We have got a DIY dilemma, which I'm thinking that people would like your help with. So buckle up and let's see if we can help. This is from Anonymous. To Shayna and Georgia. Shayna, I followed you on Instagram for years and love everything that you do, but I feel a little disheartened that I don't own my property and I only rent. That's relatable because lots of people
relatable.
She goes on to say, I really want to be able to customize and personalize my home, but get really stuck with what I can do as a renter. My landlord is pretty strict and wants everything to be put back the same when I leave. Shayna, do you have any tips for what I can do as a renter without having to make permanent damage to my home?
Okay.
This is a good question.
It is a great question because this is coming, like my answer is coming from somebody, aka me, who has probably moved, I'm going on 19 times now in the past 8 years.
Crazy.
So, I've lived in 19 different spaces and places and try to make them my own home. And I think 17 of those places were rentals.
Wow.
So, yeah, like it's insane. Personally, I live by the theory that your space is your home and you have to do whatever that is to make your space feel safe, to make it feel like it's an extension of you and to fill it with things that provide value and serve happiness in your life. And if you're renting, people always get really discouraged by that. Like, oh, I can't hang things on the walls or, oh, I'm living in an empty box. Like I feel like I'm living in somebody else's home, but not really my own. So to put those personal touches on it, the number one thing I always recommend to do is to get a peel and stick wall mural or peel and stick wallpaper. And I have done that and probably more than half of the properties that I've rented. And just having some color on the walls or a pattern, it completely changes the dynamic of your space. And it gives you that freedom where, hey, you know, you're not ruining the walls. It's peel and stick. It is removable. But it's also allowing you to have that creative freedom where you can go ahead and do your entire bedroom or do an accent wall or something just to add a little personal flair and a personal touch.
That one you did with Rebel Walls, this is not an ad. That one you did with Rebel Walls was so cool. And it was so easy. Like
it was
I didn't even know that peel and stick was a thing. And tell people, like, when you take it off, is it genuinely easy to peel off? Have you had to do that yet?
I have had to do it. I've done it in a few properties. I will say some of like the cheapy things you buy on Amazon, I don't really trust them as much because I don't really know like what kind of glue or adhesive they use on the back. But if you do go through like a certified wall mural company such as like Rebel Walls and there was another one I worked with, I can't remember. They are absolutely fantastic and they really are removable. Like the one I just took down, it's sticky enough to stay on the wall, but yet somehow I don't know how they do it. It's like magic. It's still gentle enough where it just peels right off. And walls are damage-free. They look exactly the same. And it adds such an impact to your space.
And do you have any other tips?
If possible as well. Okay, this has like always like really made me laugh whenever I moved. Georgia, do you know what a titty light is?
I'm sorry.
Do you know what a titty light is? Like those lights that are on ceilings and they're really popular in the 90s. And they look like a giant, one giant boob hanging from your ceiling.
Yes.
A titty light.
Okay, yes. Is that the official name or is that just a name that you gave them?
It's what I call because it just looks like a giant boob that's milkable. They just don't look good. So majority of rentals have those titty lights and I will find the real name for them, but I'm sure if you Google titty light, it actually comes up as those on the internet. I think me and everybody else agrees that's what they are. They haunt me. I mean, lighting is also everything in a space. If you can change your lighting, such as adding a beautiful lampshade or just anything to change your lighting and elevate your space, that also plays the greatest impact. I've seen so many before and after photos where they took a titty light and they put in like a nice little low-hanging chandelier or they put a shade over the titty light so it kind of
covered that, but at the same time, it was still there. So it was renter friendly. And that made such a beautiful impact as well. And it just, that with like the peel and stick wallpaper, honey, you'll be living in a brand new home.
You can also get peel and stick tiles, I think, as well, for like bathroom floors and kitchen splashbacks. I've seen quite a lot of that on Instagram. And one other thing I would say, we look after a renter creator called Bang On Style. She's amazing at this. And just using accessories to add color to your home. I think so many renters feel that they can't add that color because they can't paint or they can't do wallpaper, although obviously now we've just kind of suggested the peel and stick. But just adding throws and rugs and cushions and pillows and accessories is a great way of adding a pop of color.
100% agreed. Rugs especially. Rugs change everything.
Agree. And I also just want to say to this person, like, please don't feel that you're the only person that's going through this. The cost of living crisis in both the UK and the US means that getting on the property ladder is super hard right now. And there are so many people that are going through this. So I would just say, like, follow other accounts on social media that are renters so that you don't feel so kind of isolated in this experience, because you are not alone in going through this.
100% agreed.
And if you guys would like to ask us a DIY dilemma as part of our sofa sessions, please drop us an email at thisisnotadrillpod@gmail.com or DM us over on TikTok and Instagram at thisisnotadrillpod.
Okay. I think it's a little bit closer to the time now where we can leave you off on this foot. And next episode, we're going to be really, really, really diving in the deep end, you guys. We are going to talk about one of your most burning questions that I cannot even tell you how many times I've been asked this in the past year. Why did I go to the UK? How did I end up there? And what happened?
So many questions.
Make
sure you come back for the next episode of This Is Not a Drill, and be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast. Tell your friends, follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok, send us your emails, and please, please get involved. We really appreciate the support.
We are so stoked, and I cannot wait to share my story on how I got married at 24 years old and moved to the UK. Stay tuned. This is a What the Fark production.